Okay, we all like to make fun of the weatherman, or weatherwoman, as the case may be, but in Brazil, they may have gone a little too far. The mayor of Rio de Janeiro wants to prosecute a weather forecaster for predicting heavy rains on New Year's Eve that never came. Luiz Carlos Auschin is the meteorologist at the center of this legal storm. If he's found guilty of sounding a false alarm, he could get 6 months in jail. Here to tell us about it is Michael Astor, a reporter with the Associated Press. I must say, Michael, this strains credulity. Is this really true?
Yes, I talked to the prosecutor yesterday, and yes, he is going ahead with the charges. He said that it could create a state of panic, a catastrophe. People could be running out of the hillside slums, which get punished by the rain, running out and creating a problem somewhere. Of course, when there is a prediction for rain, they don't do that. And then the rain does come, they don't do that anyway. I think he's more upset that this prediction for rain came on the eve of the New Year celebration, which is a big thing in Rio, where we have lots of fireworks out in the mostly on Copacabana Beach and live shows. And though millions of people did turn out, it wasn't as packed as it had been in previous years, and I think he was upset about that.
Well, I understand that you've had some torrential downpours that caused mudslides about a week ago that killed 71 people, so rain is a very serious thing.
That's correct. The prosecutor's attitude was that it was very irresponsible. He said that Auschin had predicted even hailstorms, which, well, we do get them in Sao Paulo, which is just out of the tropics. I've never seen hail coming down in Rio. But it's true. People thought from the weather predictions that we were going to have big waves of up to maybe 6 feet, which would have made it hard for them to shoot off the fireworks, which would have dashed the whole celebration.
Okay, if this goes to court, do you think it'll get thrown out? I mean, will it progress throughout its life?
Well, you know, Brazilian justice, I was talking to a bunch of lawyers one day, and they said, well, we don't want to go to court because you throw it up and whatever sticks to the ceiling sticks, and whatever falls down, falls down. Brazilian justice is kind of like Russian roulette. It's hard to tell. Brazilian justice also allows for 82 levels of appeal, so if he was convicted at one point, he could be acquitted anywhere down the line. If he was acquitted, he could also, we don't have double jeopardy here, he could also be convicted again anywhere down the line. So it'll be about 30 years before this thing is finally decided.
Well, what is Auschin, the weatherman, saying about all this?
He would like the mayor to come down to the Institute of Meteorology and see how they work and understand that sometimes it's not the most exact science in the world.
Michael Astor is a reporter with the Associated Press. He joined us from Rio de Janeiro. Thank you, Michael.
Okay.